Muhlenberg College Music Department will present a concert marking the 60th birthday of Douglas Ovens, longtime chair of the music department and its composer. The concert will take place Wednesday, February 20th at 8 p.m. in the amphitheater of the Baker Center for the Arts on the Muhlenberg College campus. The concert's free and open to the public. Douglas Ovens, Love Songs and Other Wonders, a senior recital. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. The concert will feature works that were composed over the past 30 years and have been presented in such far-flung places as Berlin, Hiroshima, Paris, Los Angeles, New York City, and many festivals around the United States. The Love Songs portion of the evening includes Yours and Mine, three love songs on poems of Alice Fulton, three love songs on texts of Pablo Neruda, two American songs, poems of William Carlos Williams. She sings poems by E.E. Cummings and Schwarzgebert for baritone, two tenors, and chamber ensemble. The concert will close for a sonata for Idol, performed by internationally known pianist Hanshen Li. Ovens started his compositional career writing many works for solo percussion. In recent years, he's composed for many theater and dance companies, as well as writing for orchestra. Douglas Ovens.
I hope they see it as a birthday present to them. It's certainly a birthday present to me. That day is actually my 60th birthday. I put it right on my birthday. I think we all tend to take, especially those big round number birthdays, as a time to think about what we've done or what we're doing.
Did you take a lot of stock and consideration in the pieces that you wanted to present?
That fell into place kind of easily. Over the course of my whole career, I've written a lot of vocal music. I haven't presented as much of that here as I have my electronic music, my percussion music, orchestral music, Allentown Symphony, Lehigh Valley Chamber Orchestra's commissioned from me, or the music that I wrote for a lot of plays. It was kind of nice to take this excuse to pull that vocal music together. I'm doing some pieces from quite early in my career. I'm doing a set called Two American Songs, which is a setting of two poems by William Carlos Williams. Those are from 1983. Another piece, the Hiroshima piece, is from 1984. It's fun to hear them in a context of being placed on a concert right next to pieces I wrote last year.
I never really thought of you much as a writer of vocals. I've always known your work as these mysterious, moving, contemplative pieces that have lots of mallets.
It's funny that you would say that. Those seemed spare. A piece that I wrote that was premiered in New York and reviewed in the New York Times, they referred to that as a dense, thick texture. Work. So I have my dense, thick, textured works as well. The vocal pieces, though, I think, especially the love songs, I think of them as very melodic and melodious. But again, I'm still me, so they're melodious, but in a language that is kind of searching for new inflections. I think my music, as I've gotten a little, reached this advanced age, has become a little bit more melodic in orientation. It's funny, texts encourage you or even challenge you to write in ways that stretch you beyond yourself. When I'm setting a text by Pablo Neruda, I have these lovely words to work with, so I want to honor those words. That has an influence on the kind of music you write. One of the sets that's on the concert, actually the first thing we'll play, is a setting of three poems by Alice Fulton, who's a living, wonderful American poet. We did these pieces here last year. The English department had commissioned me to set these for Alice Fulton's visit. These are three love songs. You almost have the sense of teenagers stealing time to be together away from the world, and that kind of text really, really spoke to me. So it makes me write in a certain way. Hopefully people will hear beautiful singing lines. But again, singing lines that kind of reflect some of that young person's desire to escape the eyes of the world. So it's a love song.
Must be very different. It's one thing to write music for a theater background piece or simply the music, but when you're writing music that you need to pair to words, it's almost like the other artist, the author, has already provided with the notes or the instrument. You have to figure out where the notes go.
You know, it's kind of interesting. In a funny way, I don't think one is ever completely free. Freedom has been a big deal with me my whole life. I've always thought that the reason I was attracted to this kind of music is it's always seemed to me the most free. I started out as a rock and roll player, and one of the things about rock and roll, you know, a lot of people think of that as free, but it's actually constrained by these very small little forms. And so one of the things that got me doing the stuff I do now is I felt that there was more musical freedom. There was the freedom to let the notes go wherever the notes were going to go, and there was the freedom to let a piece be however long or short it needed to be. in a way, you're always grappling with that when you're setting a poet, especially a poet that you really love. That poet is a real presence while you're writing the piece. But when you're writing music for a play, the playwright is a living presence. The director is a living presence. And so you're always trying to reach this place where you're doing your job of making your own hopefully beautiful contribution to this collaborative thing.
Muhlenberg College Music Department Chair Douglas Ovens, Love Songs and Other Wonders will take place at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, February 20th, in the amphitheater of the Baker Center for the Arts on the Muhlenberg College campus. The concert is free and open to the public. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.